The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. How exciting is the season that we're in! So many opportunities and so many supernatural manifestations and greater things are yet to come. God is on the throne and he's laughing at his enemies. Glory to God. Let us look at and continue to focus on what God is doing here on earth. It's harvest time. In John chapter 4, verses 34 through 35, it says, "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." We must finish our work. "Do not say 4 months more and then the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for the harvest." Verse 36, "Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together." Don't focus on the bad news. That is not for you. What is for us is the good news. Amen? For the past 2 weeks, the move of God is so powerful in our services, in amazing and awesome manifestations. We are now starting to harvest what we have sowed overseas. Glory to God. If you are wondering why I'm so excited, considering what we are dealing with or facing as a nation, all the challenges that we're facing, all the chaos, because I focus on John chapter 4, verses 35 through 36, in which I just read. It said, "Open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for the harvest." So many opportunities happening. I am so focused on what God is doing here and now, and I am following his instruction to the letter. First, we are praying for our country. I am personally consistently praying for all of our elected officials, including those that I do not agree with wholeheartedly. One night last week, I finished praying for our president and vice president and fell asleep. I woke up at around 2:30 in the morning, and the Lord spoke to me and instructed me how to pray for our president and vice president. I was astounded. This is the prayer that he gave me, and it can be your prayer too. He taught me to pray this, and it's in the book of Psalm. "Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you prepare a banquet for President Trump and Vice President Pence in the presence of their enemies." And I am also applying this prayer to our governor, Lieutenant Governor, as well as Attorney General Bill Barr, Mike Pompeo, and others. Isn't that amazing? If the Holy Spirit gave me that to pray, it means to say that that is his perfect plan. So don't get upset with the bad news. Don't even listen to them. Because we're going to see in our own eyes the hand of God upon this country. If you and I will unite as one, and we will going to obey him. I was so excited, I was never able to get back to sleep once I heard that from the Lord. So when you are under attack, just like when I'm being attacked, I pray that prayer for myself. And we will know the outcome as long as we obey. It is now early voting here in Texas, and I'm going to vote as soon as I finish talking to you. I encourage you to research the platform of each party, of each candidate, What do they stand for? What do they believe? What are their plans? And vote for the party or candidates whose vision for America is to preserve and protect the sanctity of human life, especially the unborn, and then vote accordingly. Everything else will fall into its place if you and I are going to vote as a Christian first, American second, and the rest of it will benefit our family and our loved ones. Your vote, like my vote, they are our seeds. Your vote is valuable. Do not make any excuses why you're not voting. You will do your part as I am going to do my part, and God will take care of the rest. In our congregation, we made sure that the entire congregation of this ministry, their friends and family members, are registered to vote. So now, I charge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to cast your vote and vote for righteousness, and do not delay. Amen. Greater things are in store for the body of Christ here in America. And the United States will continue to lead the entire world as we continue to sow seeds, as we continue to obey the Great Commission. And we will do so. We will continue to finance the gospel, and we'll continue to harvest what we have sowed, all right? And speaking of harvest, the prophecy I released, and I have been releasing this prophecy for several years now, and it started manifesting here in our congregation as well as overseas. This prophecy was released first in May 2002, that there will be replacements, displacements, promotions, and demotions in the body of Christ amongst the spiritual leaders. And nameless, faceless people will emerge in the front lines, especially those among the younger generation. This group will not fear man. They will not compromise, but they will always have a reverential fear towards God. They will be in the front lines. They will move in power. They will not compromise, and they will not take glory from God. And now they continue to increase in number. And supernatural manifestations, we're beginning to experience it because they have increased in number. Our outreach in Alabel, headed by pastors Jason and Marianne Vergara, broke away from the status quo, broke away from the tradition, broke away from what they're comfortable with and used with, because why? They develop such a hunger for God. And they are now the senior pastors of Freedom Fellowship Church in Alabel. And then some young people from General Santos City have asked that Pastor Jason must hold services also in that city, which he did. So in an instant, they have two places that they are holding their services. Pastor Jason got out of his comfort zone, and he focused on God in spite of challenges, and he started ministering to the congregation, and the power of God fell, and God continued to move. He really ministered in power and in the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I know their lives will never be the same again. And they will continue to get stronger in the Lord, and they'll continue to increase in number exponentially. Glory to God. Because why? General Santos City area, in 2007, there was a prophecy that was released there by yours truly that the revival in the southern part of the Philippines will start there. And it started for a while, for a short period, but then the presence of the Holy Spirit was quenched. So now it is starting again. Praise God. Now, in another province, in another city, Pastor Amy, or Ami, who attended the Baguio training last February, broke away also and started with a prayer meeting. In spite of criticisms, in spite of pressure from men, they continue to insist that they will follow the leading of the Lord. They started evangelizing, and now she is pastoring a new group of people with children and teenagers, and they minister to all of them, and they grow stronger and bigger. Glory to God. You know, they started building their facility or their meeting for prayer gathering. It's not finished yet. Doesn't have any windows. The walls are made of cinder blocks. But they didn't have any choice. People started joining them. So they started the Freedom Fellowship Church International in Santa Cruz, Zambales Province. And this is a new outreach. Okay, this is a new one of the satellite churches of Freedom Fellowship Church in the Philippines. And all of these things, they just manifested this year. You and I have been sowing seed in the Philippines since 2006. And now the Lord is saying harvest time, and the baton has been passed to the younger generations. And these are younger generations. Glory to God. And now, Richard and Grace, who are now members of the board of directors of Freedom Fellowship Church Ministry in the Philippines, who broke away also, young couple, who broke away and wanting to pursue the things of God. They wanted to be used by God in the miraculous. And also James Ortiz, who was in another province, have heard and have been listening to this radio program. He was leading a group of about 40 to 50 teenagers, young adults. James is about 20 or 21 years old. And he also attended the Baguio training. And he invited Richard and Grace to minister to his group. That was last Sunday. And the Holy Spirit descended upon them all. And even Richard, Grace, James, and Ayla Tuazon from Pampanga, who was part of the team, and Juliet Ann, who's from Quezon City, the entire ministry team were all amazed. Their lives will never be the same again. They are excited that truly it is true that as long as you're willing and as long as you follow the instruction, God always move. They have tasted how it is to minister under the anointing, and there is no going back for them. They will continue to move forward. And the Lord was excited, and he told me that manifestations of miracles and supernaturals also in their life as a blessing, as a token of his appreciation that he is well pleased. Jesus is so easy to please. And I spoke with Richard and Grace last Monday for about 3 hours. They cannot contain their excitement. How wonderful the feeling to be used by God. And I asked them if they felt the virtue or the anointing coming out from their hands once they start laying on people. And they said, yes, and they were excited. And you know what? If you respond today by this message, God is going to use you and can use you in the supernatural, in the miracles also. All you need to do is to obey. So the exponential increase and the harvest in the Philippines have started. When the 40 to 50 young adults got ministered by the Holy Spirit, they went back to their towns and villages and they started gathering children. And they ministered to them. And within 24 hours, the exponential increase have manifested. We are now harvesting the great work we sowed in the Philippines. I never seen anything like it before. And I am so grateful to the Lord that I did not give up. And I did not give in to disappointments and discouragement. and some of those that I trained in other parts of the Philippines. They are now evangelizing the young people and even other parts or countries in Asia. And every day they continue to increase in number, and God is preparing them for China. China is going to get saved, and millions of our brothers and sisters in Christ in China will be delivered and will be set free, and they will take over and they will turn around their country. With the empowerment from the Holy Spirit, under the Lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ, China will be saved. And it is a prophecy that the Lord gave me in 1989 about China and about Asia. He told me that Philippines is a gateway to the revival in Asia if those that he called and appointed will obey him and will move in power. It got passed on. My generation did not adhere to that. Only a few. But now the baton has been passed to the younger people. And the next time that I go there, it is a preparation for the great outpouring of God all over Asia. And here in San Antonio, the Lord had me minister to the youth. And of course, the former youth also join in, and the core team. And I have been praying for them, prophesying for them for the past 2 weeks. The greatness of our God, His mercy is outstanding. The anointing is so awesome. I can hardly stand up. Those particular 2 days or 2 nights afterwards, I cannot sleep. It's just like there are a millions of pins that are in my body. It's just like all of the cells in my body have come alive because of the anointing. And I cannot contain it. I was so excited, so I wasn't able to sleep on those 2 nights. The prophecies that came out from my mouth were so wonderfully shocking, even for me. And I have been doing this, and I've been sent all over the world for many, many years now. I cannot contain how God can pile up blessings upon blessings to His people and upon His people. It is so priceless, I cannot put it in words. And what He is doing in this country and what He is about ready to manifest in this country are truly amazing. Amazing events are going to come. It's time for reparation. It's time for correction. It's time for the harvest. So if you ask me why I am saying this in the midst of a chaos, the chaos and the terrible times, they are not for you and I. They are for the wicked. But open doors of opportunities and victory, they are ours. They are for us. Wait and see. More revelations coming our way. Sometimes, my dear brothers and sisters, truth may seem to be slow, or justice may seem to be slow. Just keep in mind, the Lord is not panicking, and He's still laughing. He's still on His throne. So great and exciting times are going to happen in our country. Don't say negative words. Don't disperse or distribute or share bad news. Instead, get in line with God. Look at you. We're in the midst of a pandemic. Yes, we were touched by it. We were challenged by it. But we are stronger in our resolve now. The dealing of the Lord is already here. It's already in place. Amen. I am so excited on what God is going to tell us and what will happen on December 31st at the prophetic gathering of the saints. All I know, it's going to be awesome. Of course, I say that every time. But this year, just look at this year, all the things that are happening and have happened. Something to behold. But you need to register for this prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st. Seating is limited. It will be held here in San Antonio. And I'm going to ask the media team to start opening the registration online. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and you can register online. Click Events. There will be a $25 per person registration fee, okay? Why am I charging you? Because 1 year, we have so many registrants that we will not be able to accommodate them in our facility. So we had to rent 2 big ballrooms in a hotel. And about 100 people or more did not bother to show up or to cancel. So I'm not going to do that again. So if you say, well, I can't afford $25, start believing God for it now. So I told the Lord and said, Lord, I prepared things for them. We prepared 4 things for them. We spent so much money and they did not even bother to show up. Well, some, about 20 or 30, called me afterwards. They want to meet with me so that I can prophesy to them, and I refused. So last year, I started charging a fee. And you know what happened? The proceeds, the registration fees, they were spent on our missions overseas and outreaches such as this radio program. You know, being on the radio now for 11 years, it costs money. It's not free. We sacrifice a lot. And I really appreciate our partners and members. We have been on a tight budget, but it is our resolve that we are going to put the Great Commission. It is our priority, no matter at what cost. But you know what? It is harvest time now. It is time for you to pitch in. If you are blessed by this program, and if you have been listening to me all this time, I seldom asked you directly for money. But this time, we have so many outreaches overseas. We have so many invitations, and it takes money. And I really want to train people that are hungry, especially the young people. So any amount that you're going to sow is greatly appreciated. It's going to be applied towards this radio program and or to our outreaches. I am scheduled to go to the Philippines to ordain some pastors and to ordain some ministers and to provide training programs and a huge miracle crusade in the Philippines, hopefully this year. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click donate. Amen? Get on the giving side. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release healing upon your people. I release restoration and deliverance. And I pray, Lord, for instant manifestations, especially those that have been hurting and suffering for a long, long time. I thank you, Father. I dare to believe that it will be instant manifestations, that the blind eye will see, that organs will get replaced, that their physical body will get stronger and it will be whole. I also pray for reconciliation and healing of marriages. And I thank you, Father, for the salvation of our loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, give them passion. Give them such a hunger to desire for more of you, to desire your presence, to be able to taste you and that you are really good. And I pray for understanding and clarity for these times that we're in. And we thank you for the victory that is ahead for us as a family, for us as a member of the body of Christ, and for this country, the United States of America. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Don't forget, this radio program is also on Spotify. We are on podcast. So if you miss any, you can always go back. And also, you can subscribe to our program and live streaming by going to our website, sogmi.org. Again, it's sogmi.org. And I'll see you in our Sunday live streaming. In Jesus' name, God is good. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.